save some open pollinated tomato seeds for your garden next year. We'll tell you how next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Open pollinated seeds from your garden will give you better harvests. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening gets us started.
The fermenting heats up the seed. It cleans off some of the gunk off of it. It kills some of the microorganisms that are really hard to kill, like viruses. It'll kill a number of the viruses, allowing you to have a better seed. When I saved some squash in Georgia, I did not use a fermentation process. I didn't get out my books and double-check my procedure. I just saved seeds because of squash, right? And each subsequent year, my squash got smaller and smaller and smaller because they had gotten infected with the virus, and I wasn't taking care of that problem. So I learned the hard way that I don't want to cheat. So with your cucumbers, your squash, especially with your tomatoes, most vegetables that have a wet seed, you can ferment. And fermenting is you scrape them out into a bottle, one of your canning bottles that you're not canning with, and you cover it with water. You let that stuff sit for a couple days. You take it out and open it and pour out the water on the top. And the seeds that are on the bottom are going to be the ones that are good.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.